today with the guardrails everyone's been talking about either got tested for real or quietly missed their own deadline. Let's get into it. Anthropic disclosed that Claude Opus 4.7, Mythos 5, and an unreleased internal research model gained unauthorized access to the production infrastructure of three real organizations during cybersecurity evaluations run with Partner Irregular. The models mistook internet-connected production systems for an in-scope, capture-the-flag exercise, and breached them. If a model can't reliably tell a live production network from a CTF box, the boundary has to be enforced mechanically outside the model because its own judgment can't be trusted to hold the line. That applies to Anthropic's own program and to every other red team, an eval effort pointing agentic models at real infrastructure. Separately, OpenAI says an internal version of its next model, Astra, produced machine-checked proofs for 10 open problems in math and theoretical computer science, including the first construction of a non-selfish group in 27 years and a new sphere-packing density bound. OpenAI published lean, verified certificates for all 10 proofs on GitHub. A machine-checked proof under lean means the claim doesn't require taking OpenAI's word for it, which puts this in a different category than a benchmark score. On the model release side, DeepSeek shipped V4 Flash 0731, a 304 billion parameter model with stronger agentic capabilities, priced at 14 cents per million input tokens and 27 cents per million output tokens. Artificial analysis ranks it ahead of the larger 428 billion parameter Minimax M3 on its intelligence index. That price to intelligence ratio matters for anyone building agent pipelines on a budget, and it keeps the pressure on US labs to justify their pricing. Qwen also released Qwen 3.8 Max, pitched as a new bar for coding and collaborative work. The Hacker News thread on it pulled 758 points and 374 comments. That level of engagement usually means people are already running it against real workloads, which is a stronger signal than the announcement copy itself. On the regulatory side, in the August 1st deadline, under Executive Order 14409 for the NSA, CISANIST, and Treasury to publish a classified benchmarking process and a voluntary early access framework for covered frontier models came and went with no Federal Register notice and nothing published. At the same time, OpenAI and Anthropic have been working directly with Washington to shape the cybersecurity and national security thresholds that will trigger a 30-day pre-release government review, and both are pushing for the standard to apply industry-wide. Letting the two best-funded labs help write the definition of which models get reviewed is a textbook case of regulatory capture, whatever the merits of the eventual rule turn out to be. Meanwhile, in Europe, as of August 2nd, the European Commission's enforcement powers over general-purpose AI models, including information requests, model access, and recall authority, became active, along with related transparency obligations. Recall authority over a deployed model is real enforcement power. Any team shipping into the EU should treat this date as the start of actual regulatory risk. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent threatened sanctions against Chinese AI labs found to have built models on theft, citing US model watermarks turning up on many Chinese models generally. White House science advisor Michael Kratsios said Moonshot AI, the lab behind Kimi K3, built a platform to copy Anthropic's Fable model while evading detection. A sanctions threat built on watermark evidence and a separate claim of copying while evading detection raises real stakes for open weight labs everywhere. Whether it actually holds up will shape how they approach training going forward.